Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
And with the help you get from AOC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, we'll keep it running for you. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you. Unfortunately, everybody at Lloyd's staying healthy?
Everybody's staying healthy, yeah.
Like you said last week, you guys that work in that business tend to wash your hands a lot anyway.
Well, do you know what? And I don't know if you've noticed, but when you walk through the shop, everybody's kind of in their own place and everybody's
space.
Pretty focused on what they're doing.
Yeah.
So we don't have a ton of, it's not a big social time. We don't have a ton of interaction.
Well, you don't have much time to do that.
Well, luckily.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
If you have any kind of a car care question, car, truck, van, whatever may be ailing, and you want to know what might be wrong before you bring it in for a service at your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, ask Dan your question. You can do it either by phone or by text. Same number applies. 651-989-9226. If you have that kind of a question, don't wait, though, because Dan will be here till just about 7:45. A lot of folks, as Dan knows, wait till the latter part of the show, and then we run out of time, and then we don't get the questions answered. We want to do that for you. So call in your question or text it in as soon as you can. 651-989-9226. Well, we were talking to Mike Lynch earlier about the weather, among other things. And we've had it pretty decent, right? I mean, compared to last year or other years, I mean, as far as February, wasn't that bad.
Oh, my goodness. A year ago, February, yeah. We had more than 40 inches of snow.
Yeah.
It was in the polar vortex and all of that. No,
yeah.
This has been a piece of cake, for sure.
It really has, yeah. So what do the folks bringing in their cars for? Just regular, usual stuff?
Yeah. You know, a regular, usual maintenance, of course, which goes on always, and then breakdowns. I mean, that's what we see people for. People that are experiencing noises or a common thing that they experience or a feel. It doesn't feel like it used to.
Yeah.
When I'm driving down the road, I hear a growling sound or something like that. So, breakdowns are gonna go on forever. And with spring and with so many people working from home, which, you know, part of my family, you know, my kids and in-laws and so forth are working from home now, it's a great time to get your car in.
Well, that's true.
You don't need it, and your kids can't go anywhere.
Yeah. So there is a silver lining.
Well, that's an upside. Yeah. I mean, that's something to get accomplished in a time like this is bring your car in and get it serviced, because it's you don't need it anyway.
Very good. Good idea. 651-989-9226. We're already getting texts and phone calls, so maybe we should get to it. Let's go to the phones first of all. Wally's calling in from Montevideo, I believe. Wally, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yeah, good morning, Dan and partner there. Yeah, first-time caller, first-time listener. I guess I don't get up this early on Saturdays. But
you'll have to do that from time now. You'll have to do that every Saturday.
I will.
Okay.
I have a 2000 Buick LeSabre in very good condition, 175,000. The last couple years, the check engine light keeps coming on periodically. I've had it diagnosed a number of times. It always comes up with the same diagnosis, PO442 EVAP leak. I've replaced the EVAP vent. I've replaced the new gas cap on it. And I've had the smoke test on it. And it can't seem to quite locate it.
Yeah, well, you've done all the right things, and you need to do those again. Because that's for sure what it is. Either one of the solenoids isn't working right and it's giving it a false reading, or there's a leak somewhere. And so if you brought it into our shop or any shop probably with the story that you just said, they're going to try smoke testing it again. And if in and maybe a little more carefully this time, if and with a smoke test, Denny, what we do is we introduce smoke to the inside of the gas tank system and that whole evaporative system. And if the mice, for example, have gotten up there and chewed on those little plastic hoses and so forth, the smoke will come out and we'll see it. We'll find it. So do that again. That's the first thing you do. If they don't find a leak, that's good news. But then you've got something that's reading incorrectly, a sensor that's reading incorrectly or something like that. And we can manually operate all of those things. We can do an evaporative test in the service bay. We can simulate that with our scan tools and so forth. And so if you bring it in and tell somebody this story, I've had it checked, and ask them to carefully start over, they will, and I'm sure that they'll get to the bottom of it. Right. It's just not that complicated of a system, and we always win. We can always figure out what that is.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So thanks, Wally. A text came in earlier today, said 2003 Jeep Grand Cherokee in full-time 4x4. The Jeep works fine. When I go back to two-wheel, the steering buckles and feels like the parking brake is on. Any ideas?
Well, yes, that... the fact that it changes with two- and four-wheel drive is a good indicator that when you're switching it back to two-wheel drive, something's supposed to be moving, and it's not. I don't know if it's a motor that's not working or if it's a fork inside the differential that's stuck, but something's supposed to disengage, and it's not disengaging like it's supposed to. So
okay. You
should bring that in, and... we can, you know, when it's on the hoist, go through that operation. And in the process of that, we'll be able to figure out what part of the system is not disengaging. And then from there, we'll know where we need to go with the repair. So oftentimes, that's no big deal. Even if it's the motor that operates the four-wheel drive, if that needs to be replaced, it's not a huge...
Oh, it's not.
No, not a huge deal or not a major disassembly process. So,
but take it in.
The good news is I don't think it's going to turn out to be a real big deal for you.
Well, that is good news. All right. I'll tell you what, they're waving at me. We need to take a quick break, Dan, so let's do that. If you have... And we have callers. Hang on the line, callers. We have texters as well, and we'll get those questions answered when we come back. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which, by the way, is located. You got to tell me because I got to come over there after I get done here.
Come over. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you. We are at 982 Grand Avenue. You take 94 to Lexington and get off. And
very easy to find, by the way.
And we're right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. I'll be there, and I think Jim will be there this morning. 651-228-1316.
Stop by and say hi.
With all the stuff that's not going on these days, it's a good time to work. I think I'll just spend a little more time at work the next few weeks.
Excellent, and I will see you there. All right. Dan, we'll get you Dan's phone number before he leaves us today as well. We have callers. We have texters, Dan, so let's put you back to work. Jay is calling in from Edina. Jay, thanks for waiting. What's your question?
Good morning. I've got a 98 Toyota Corolla, and thing runs pretty well, but it is, it's a beater. The thing's not worth hardly anything. And when I put it in drive, it rumbles like there's a break in the manifold or the exhaust system or something. But when it's in park, no problem. You rev it, it sounds normal. It drives normal. There's no loss in power or anything. When you put it in reverse, you don't get that rumble. But when it's in drive, it rumbles down the road, and it doesn't go away. It just kind of stays there like there's a break in the manifold. Any ideas on that?
Well, that could be exactly what it could be. The if you open the hood of the vehicle and shift it from drive to reverse, you'll see that the engine flexes quite a bit. It tilts forward and then it tilts backwards, depending on the condition. And when you put it in drive and you're hearing this noise, the engine's flexing in one direction. And that's, of course, causing the exhaust to flex in a position. In fact, it flexes enough that they put a flex pipe, in other words, a pipe that's perforated or whatever, and is designed to flex because it's going to it. There needs to be give there. And what's happening is when you're putting it in drive, something's flexing enough to create a hole. And, you know, if you bring it into your shop, it's super easy for them to find. They'll just have raise somebody up, put it in gear, and when it's up on the hoist and in gear, it'll be very clear. You can smell it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
the exhaust before the catalytic converter is pretty strong, and so they'll be able to see exactly where it's coming from.
All right, very good.
But it's supposed to flex. That's normal.
All right, good. Thanks, Jay. John is calling in from Bloomington this morning. Good morning, John. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. About 3 days ago. Well, first of all, I've got a Toyota RAV4 all-wheel drive, and I take really good care of it. But the other day in a parking lot at a business, I rode up on a curb, and I wasn't going that fast. And since that time, I've driven at freeway speeds, and I don't have a problem with – nothing's happening to let me know that I, put the car out of alignment. But I'm wondering if I could have still done some damage without – any signs of it?
Well, you could have, but it would be unusual for you to not know it somehow. And how you would know it is either driving down the highway, you would feel a vibration. If that was the case, you did something to the wheel or tire, to cause damage. Or if you're driving down the highway and if the vehicle pulls to the left or to the right and it's different than it used to be, that would indicate a problem with the alignment. Or if when you're going down the highway, the steering wheel is no longer perfectly straight. If anything changed in any of those things, then by hitting the curb, something moved, and you should have it checked. For peace of mind, it's not a bad idea to have your alignment checked once in a while anyway, and have all of the suspension parts checked to be sure nothing's loose, just for a maintenance standpoint. But as far as your experience, if nothing has changed, I don't think that it's an emergency that you need to rush in and have it done. But it would not be a bad idea on your next service, next time you're in for an oil change or whatever, to just have the alignment done and just be sure that everything is fine. But it's more maintenance than a function of the fact that you hit a curb.
Okay. Very good, John. Kelly, I believe, is calling in from West St. Paul. Kelly, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I have a question that hopefully you have an answer or maybe one of your listeners has an answer to my little problem. What it is that in the wintertime, I get all fine particles down the sides of my vehicles. It starts from behind the front wheels and goes down both sides and around the back, and the paint kind of feels like it's sandpapery. You can't wash it off, but it does come off easily by clay barring. Sunday, when I washed out my door jams, I noticed it's under and around my outer door seals. Do you or anyone know how to get this deposits out? It kind of feels like salt, and I'm guessing it's maybe that liquid salt they pre-apply to roads in the wintertime, but you can't rub it off or wash it off. Does anybody have an idea what you can do to get that out from under the weather seals in the doors?
Yeah, I don't know, and I agree with you. I think it's probably something related to the chemicals on the road that are getting onto your car, and I'm a big advocate of washing and waxing and cleaning my car, and that's one of the areas that I spend a lot of attention on is down low like that, because as you're driving along the road, you get, tar and road debris and all sorts of stuff sprayed up on your car, and I think pretty much on any car, if you rub your hand along there, you'll feel that it's that it's splattered with whatever from the road. So I don't know what it is, but...
Or how to really get that off.
Well, you know, so I think sometimes the harshness of the cleaning chemicals is worse than just leaving it alone. So maybe that's the best answer, is to just leave it alone and it'll be fine. Clean off what shows and leave the rest alone.
Interested that Kelly was mentioning the clay bar process, which is a labor of love, but it really makes a difference.
It really makes a difference, but you're right. I count that as a workout the day that I do that.
Sure, absolutely. But yeah, that's a good question. Well, maybe somebody has
we'll
an
see.
Answer. Yeah. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate that. Before we grab a text, let's grab a call from Joe from Minneapolis. Thanks for waiting, Joe. What is your question?
Good morning, guys. I have a 96 Ford Explorer, Eddie Bauer edition. I start it up. It starts up fine. Idles fine. But when I put it in reverse or drive, it stalls. And then when I try to start it back up, I have a hard time starting it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's related to the fact that you're putting it in drive or reverse, if something's changing. In other words, what I was talking about earlier, with the pitch of the engine, if something's changing, causing a wire to flex or something like that, or a problem like that, or if it's just when you put it in drive or reverse, the load of the engine is enough to cause it to stall. But if you can't get it to a shop and you have to have it towed in, then that may be what you're going to have to do. Because what we would do if it was in our shop is put our scan tool on it and get all sorts of information and see if something's going away when we put it in drive and reverse, and I'm sure it is, and see if something like that is causing a problem. But quite frequently, especially right where wires go from being wires to a connector, and then from a connector into whatever component they're plugging into, quite often we find wires broken right there.
Hmm.
And maybe that something like that is what's going on.
All right.
Yeah.
Something to check.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. We need to take a quick break, but we have more show to come. Dan's going to be here for about another 15, 16 minutes or so. Call in or text, same number, 651-989-9226. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out. Dan, we have texters, and I know you're going to be with us here for a few more minutes. There is a line open if you want to call and chat with Dan, 651-989-9226. Dan, this comes from Tom, who said in this text, I had my tires rotated, and now my car pulls to the left. Is that common, or should I have them look at it again?
You should have them look at it again.
Definitely.
Yes, that's very common, though. There's something going on with the back tires that are causing it to pull. And one of the diagnostic procedures that we do if your vehicle comes in with a pull to the left or to the right is to switch the two front tires, put the left one on the right one and the right one on the left one, and see if the pull moves.
Oh, and good idea.
It usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And most commonly a pull is caused by a tire. And so there's something wrong with one of those tires that are now on the front. So you'll probably need a couple new tires.
Okay. That could be. All right, thank you, Tom. Here's another text. Says, I have a 2008 Rabbit. It has a slight delay while shifting into reverse when it's cold out. Is that normal? Could it be an easy fix or something to be concerned about?
It's probably nothing to be concerned about. When things are cold, there is a delay. That's just the way that it is. When fluids are cold, things don't move as quickly in cold conditions as they do when things are warmed up. And so I don't, unless it's a long time, I mean, if it's changed and it's significantly different than it used to be, but if you're just noticing it, or if the car is new to you or whatever, I wouldn't be surprised if any transmission doesn't hesitate just a little bit when you switch it into gear when it's cold.
So okay.
I don't think it's necessarily a problem.
Very good. Back to the phones we go. Brian is calling from Harris, I believe. Brian, you're on with Dan.
Hello.
Hi.
I just bought a 02 Buick LeSabre. It's got 116 on it. I was going to get the transmission serviced. So I was wondering what you thought about flush or just fluid and filter, and if you liked synthetic or regular transmission fluid.
I like synthetic fluid if you can. I like the best fluid that is made for the vehicle. Whatever the manufacturer recommends, the best version of that is what I would use. And either one is fine. A flush is fine. A filter and fluid is fine. Best is do both. So if you really want to get after it, then flush the system and then go ahead and change the filter. And if you do that, you're really getting it all cleaned out.
Can I do it yourself or do that, Dan? Or does that take a pro?
Yeah, no. You need the equipment, so no. And it's messy. No, do not. Do not try to do this
at home. Okay.
To try and lower the pan. You have to take the transmission pan off to get at the filter, and you need a big catch basin to catch all that mess. So yeah, it'd be complicated to do at home.
There you go, Brian. Thanks for the call. We have a bunch of text messages. Let's help. Here's a text that says this person wants to buy a 2017 Subaru Forester or a same-year Outback. The question is, which car is more expensive to replace or fix parts, especially like suspension parts? Is there such?
Same. Yeah. Same. No. There would be in those two cases, you pick whichever car best meets your needs, and that's the one you can get because from a repair standpoint. One's not going to be more expensive than the other.
Very good.
Well, except for luck. if you need to get lucky and get the right one that doesn't need any repairs. Yeah. But
good point.
But that's just about luck. You know, beyond what we can see, there is a huge luck factor in how things work on your car.
Well, on your point of the luck, though, but even to push to make it more than luck. Is you should bring it into your favorite shop to have them check it out first.
Well, that's absolutely true. We've said that how many times on this show. Do not buy a used car without having it inspected.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Texter says, good morning. I put in a new wiper switch and a used motor, kind of new, and replaced the fuse and still get nothing. Everything else works on the switch, blinkers, etc. Help.
Well, that... I can't help you by telling you what to do other than I'll tell you what my procedure would be to start at the wiper motor and check for power and ground coming to the wiper motor, and obviously you do not have power and ground. And then I would go to my computer, find the wiring diagram, and follow the wiring diagram back. And there's very good chance there's a relay involved in this. There's a whole bunch of wire and a whole bunch of connections, and probably somewhere along that wiring diagram, you're going to see something's going to jump out at you like, oh, I bet it's that. And, you know, the one I'm wondering about is if there's a relay involved, and I didn't hear anything about that, so maybe there's a relay problem.
Okay, very good. Texter says a light behind the radio dial on my 2004 4Runner has burned out. Is that an expensive replacement?
Well, some of them are serviceable and some are not. If we have access to them, it's a medium deal because you do have to take the radio out of the car. But most of the time, it's not as big of a adventure as it looks like when you're sitting there looking at your radio. It looks like how am I going to get at that?
Yeah. And
oftentimes, it's easier than it looks, But the light bulb needs to be serviceable, and on many cars it is not.
It's not.
There's no light bulb. It's just built into the radio. It's part of an LED face that it has, and if it's not serviceable, then the radio can be sent in to be disassembled and repaired, and we do that quite frequently. So either way, it can be repaired, but it's a bigger deal if the light bulb can't just be changed.
Back to the phones we go. Skip is calling in from St. Louis Park. Skip, good morning. You're on CCO.
Good morning. I have a 2015 Ford Transit Connect, and it just turned 374,000 miles.
Wow.
Now, in an automatic transmission, when you turn off the engine, let off the brake, it always will roll an inch or so. But here recently, it's rolling in that situation 6-7 inches. Is that a concern? Is something I need to have looked at right away, or why?
Well, I don't know. It's working. You know, there's a parking mechanism that goes down and catches on a gear when you put it in park, and it sounds like that mechanism is having a hard time grasping in some parts on that gear. And of course, it's a big deal to do a repair on that. So on a vehicle like that with 375,000 miles, I'm not surprised that things are starting to wear. And I guess it's just a function of how comfortable you are with it. You know, if your parking brake still works, maybe you could start applying the parking brake. But at any rate, it's a pretty big deal to repair that. So you'd have to decide if you want to get into that or not.
Very good, Skip. Thanks for the call. A texter says this, Dan. A 2012 Toyota Venza all-wheel drive, 100,000 miles. Should the rear differential oil and transfer unit oil be changed? Owner's manual doesn't say anything.
Well, you can call your shop and ask them to check their maintenance schedule. I would be surprised if it doesn't recommend changing that at some point.
Okay.
Most cars do. On Hondas, I know, like in the within the first 15,000 miles, it recommends changing the differential fluid. So I'd be surprised if it doesn't recommend doing that. But check with your shop, and they can look that up, you know, with their information and see what it says about that.
Now, you have access, and I was thinking about this morning. Who inputs all of that? Because if a customer comes in, they have any kind of a vehicle, you can look up and get the whole maintenance deal right on there.
Well, not only maintenance, repairs and procedures. And,
yeah, everything.
I don't know who inputs everything. Who inputs Google?
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
It's a really big deal. And there are all sorts of subscriptions that we need to have to do our job, including, you know, ALLDATA and Mitchell, which are aftermarket information sites. But then each of the manufacturers has their own information site that you can buy, you know, buy into,
sure,
with a subscription and get the information from the manufacturer. And in our business, with the size that we are, we pretty much have to have all
of
that.
You need that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so that's a big deal, and it's expensive. And, you know, people wonder why it costs so much to get your car fixed. Well, that's part of the thing that's built into that is it's, yeah, expensive for us to have the equipment and all of the information that we need to fix your car.
It's true.
Yeah.
Dan, here's a text. 2013 Ford Taurus Police Interceptor electric power steering pump can be rebuilt, or does it have to be replaced? And does Dan know the cost?
Dan doesn't know how to rebuild them, and we don't rebuild them.
You don't.
We replace them, and I don't know. I haven't heard of anybody that does rebuild those. So I think, and I don't know if I'd want to do that anyway. I think the best thing you can do is have that replaced.
Okay. Texter wants to know, are all alignments created equal?
It depends who's running it. No, they are not all created equal. An alignment is one of those things, like a brake job. It's a really big deal. You want the right guy doing it because, you know, when you're doing an alignment, how close is good enough? And when I'm doing an alignment, I want all of the specs to be exactly perfect with where they belong. And if you're not willing to do the adjustments to get all of those specs where you want them, then, you know, you're going to get an inexpensive, poorly done alignment. So, yes, be careful of that. Alignment's a big deal, and you need the right person doing it.
Dan, we got to go.
Time to go.
I'll see you in a few hours.
Sounds good.
All right. How do we get to Lloyd's Automotive?
Come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue.
And the phone number?
651-228-1316.
We'll see you there.
Great.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.